Creators of Lost, Fargo, The Sopranos, and other shows on how Twin Peaks influenced them, by Eliana Dochterman. Television history is divided into two eras, before Twin Peaks and after. In 1990, David Lynch and Mark Frost managed to create a surreal show built on a scaffolding of impending dread, dream logic, and bizarre aesthetics. It was like nothing that came before it and inspired a generation of showrunners to push the boundaries of TV. 25 years after Peaks ended, Showtime is reviving the series beginning May 21st. Time talked to the creators of some of TV's biggest shows, Damon Lindelof, Lost and The Leftovers, David Chase, The Sopranos, Noah Hawley, Fargo and Legion, Cary Erin, Bates Motel, Carlton Cuse, Lost, Bates Motel, and Jane Campion, Top of the Lake, to ask how the two seasons of Twin Peaks and David Lynch influenced their own work. Damon Lindelof, Lost and The Leftovers. There is no show in television history that had more impact on me than Twin Peaks. My father and I would record episodes and re-watch them multiple times, pausing for conversation and debate over Agent Cooper's throwing technique as he hurled rocks at a glass bottle in order to rule out suspects. I was 17 when season 1 aired, and while most of my peers were obsessed with sports and having fun, I was blathering on about the Black Lodge. This, of course, led me to be labeled as somewhat of a weirdo, a designation I take great pride in. The resulting banishment from teen society left me ample free time to begin writing stories myself. It goes without being said that my love for exploring mystery, and more importantly, the ambiguity surrounding it, was born of that quiet, creepy logging town, and I literally cannot wait to revisit it. David Chase, The Sopranos. If you look at TV drama since its inception, shows would tell the audience what they were going to see, show it to them, and then tell them what they've seen. Nobody was ever puzzled by what was going on. With Twin Peaks, Lynch and Frost show it to you and leave you thinking, "What did I just see?" That was revolutionary, and it still is. Everything was mysterious. I don't mean, "When did the perp kill the Vic?" I mean, the weather, the trees, the donuts. The dream sequences were more nightmare-like than anything I'd seen before. Fellini, Hitchcock, you name it. Lynch dug them up from the bottom of his unconscious. To articulate something that's so strange yet feels so familiar is incredible, especially in a factory setting like a TV series where you have to do one after another, boom, boom, boom. I was just beguiled by it. As a friend of mine said the other day, anybody making one-hour drama today who says he wasn't influenced by David Lynch is lying. Noah Hawley, Fargo and Legion. Twin Peaks married the mundane and the odd. I don't think an audience had ever seen that happy people and misery coexist together to create something really unsettling, creepy people smiling too much. And the music played a big part. That boomy acoustic guitar riff never shifted, no matter how terrifying or funny a scene was. I looked a lot at David Lynch's work in thinking about Legion and this idea of the uncanny. And in Twin Peaks, not every image had to be tied to information. Rather, it created an experience. So much of storytelling is information delivery, but Twin Peaks created a mood with imagery that didn't always make sense. The first reveal of Bob is totally visual. Bob comes out of nowhere, raises a hair on your neck, and then disappears, and you wonder if it's even real. Lynch understands the power of image. Cary Erin, Bates Motel. Twin Peaks to date is the most magical show I ever watched, and it affected me deeply as a viewer and as a creator. Its completely original tone was mother's milk to my brain. I would anticipate each episode with the physical excitement of a kid waiting for Santa to show up with a bag full of wonders. Carlton Cuse, Lost and Bates Motel. Sometimes art tickles your fancy, and other times it slaps you in the face. The pilot of Twin Peaks mesmerized me and left me reeling. In a single stroke of genius, Mark Frost and David Lynch advanced the storytelling art of television by a mile. The full sensory experience of that pilot, images, sounds, music, and the completely strange and yet utterly compelling characters, it was unlike anything I'd ever seen. The purposeful ambiguity kept my brain churning, well, forever so far. All throughout the writing of 6 years of Lost and 5 years of Bates Motel, Twin Peaks was there in the back of my mind, and I don't think it's going away anytime soon. Jane Campion, Top of the Lake. When I first saw David Lynch's Eraserhead, I felt a dormant part of my brain had been excavated. I had never seen imagery like Lynch's, yet I understood it instantly. It had a dreamlike narrative logic, hectic and unbounded. The mood was dark, awry, emotional. This, for me, was the language of the subconscious, and I realized I instinctively knew it. The details in Lynch's work are stunning, by equal measure seductive, extraordinary, and disturbing. The dog in the awkward family living room with the guzzling puppies, the salad tossed using grandmother's limp hands, the chicken legs moving, blowing big gravy bubbles. The extreme imagery of this film and others, ejected heads, extreme violence, and sexual perversion was, he quietly suggested, inside all of us. David is without parallel in our generation, unique, disturbing, brilliant, homey, and very often darkly funny, even hilarious. He is also the single most liberating inspiration of my creative life, a genius apostle of the subconscious.